Good afternoon and welcome to the public hearing of the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission. My name is Romina Velshi and I'm the president of the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission. With respect to today's hearing, as provided for in the Nuclear Safety and Control Act and the CNSC rules of procedure, I will be sitting as the panel for the commission. I would like to begin by recognizing that we are holding this hearing in the Algonquin Traditional Territory. Welcome to all those joining us by electronic means. Ms. Lisa Teal, Senior General Counsel to the Commission, and Mr. Mark LeBlanc, Secretary of the Commission, are also joining me on the podium today. I'd like to start today's hearing with a safety moment. And today's safety moment is on hotel safety. Over the summer, I have been traveling quite a bit, and I'm sure those of you here today and those joining us via WebEx or other means also do a fair bit of traveling and staying in hotels. And I wanted to share a couple of stories with you. I was in Sweden and Finland over the summer, and both those countries have gone through a country safety culture assessment that the Nuclear Energy Association conducts. And one of the findings for both those countries was that they tend to be very trusting. If you think of trust but verify, they don't do but the verify bit. And for folks in the nuclear industry, that's a cause of concern because a fundamental aspect of a strong safety culture is a questioning attitude. And it's one that both countries have identified as one that they need to work on. So I was aware of that. And so now I come to the hotel safety part. I was in Helsinki and I got to my hotel and my key wouldn't work in the elevator. So I go to the reception and I had my sleeve and I said, key's not working. Can I get another key for a room, whatever it was? And she gives me a key. And I go up to the room and there's someone in the room. And I'm like, uh-oh. So I come down and I said, there's someone in the room. So she looks in the registry and she says, you're not registered at this hotel. It's our sister hotel a block away. So I had come to the wrong hotel. They'd given me a key to a room without asking for ID, which is standard practice in hotels everywhere. But again, it just, to me, just confirmed how trusting they are. So the safety moment in all of this, when you stay in hotels, to prevent strangers from intruding into your room, use the safety latch or the safety chain. So I thought I'd leave that with you. I'll turn the floor now to Mr. LeBlanc for some opening remarks. Mark?
Thank you. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. The Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission is about to start the public hearing on the application by the Saskatchewan Research Council, or SRC, to authorize the decommissioning of the Slowpoke 2 reactor. The hearing is conducted by electronic means as a pilot. Thank you to those who are participating for your collaboration and understanding as we are experimenting with WebEx and other means. The hearing is recorded and the transcript will be available on the Commission's website in approximately 1 week. And to make the transcripts as meaningful as possible, we would ask everyone to identify themselves before speaking. I'd also like to note that this proceeding is being audio webcast live and that the proceeding is also archived on our website for a 3-month period after the close of the hearing. Also, there is no simultaneous interpretation for today's proceeding due to technical challenges that we are working to address with respect to future proceedings. As a courtesy to others, please silence your cell phones and other electronic devices, as well as using the mute function when not speaking for those participating via electronic means. This is a one-part public hearing. A notice of hearing in writing had been posted on the CNSC website on June 12, 2019, with the submissions from the Saskatchewan Research Council and CNSC staff. Following a request made on June 20th by the Canadian Environmental Law Association, or CELA, on its own behalf and that of Northwatch, the Interchurch Uranium Committee Educational Cooperative, and the concerned citizen of Renfrew County and area, the Commission agreed to modify the format of the hearing and invite the public to make oral presentation on SRC's application. A revised notice of public hearing was posted on June 27th, also extending the deadline to file submissions. Participant funding was made available to interveners to prepare for and participate in this public hearing. Two groups are receiving funding. The funding decision is available on the CNSC website. The public was invited to participate either by oral presentation or written submission. August 26 was the deadline for filing by interveners. The commission received and permitted 7 requests for intervention. September 18th was the deadline for filing of supplementary information, and I know that presentations have been filed by the SRC, CNSC staff, as well as interveners. SRC representatives are in attendance and also have representatives from CANDU Energy available via WebEx. One intervener is in attendance in Ottawa, and the others are joining us by WebEx or teleconference. We will begin with the presentations by SRC and CNSC staff, followed by the presentations from interveners. President Velshi will have the opportunity to ask questions after each intervention. After the oral interventions, we will proceed with the 3 written submissions filed by interveners and end with final questions. Ms. Velshi, President Chief Executive Officer of the CNSC, will chair today's public hearing. Ms. Velshi.
Thank you, Mark. I'd like to start the hearing by calling on the presentation from Saskatchewan Research Council. As outlined in Commission Member Documents 19-H100.1 and 19-H100.1A. I'll turn the floor to President and CEO of SRC, Mr. Mike Crabtree. Over to you, Mr. Crabtree.
Madam President, Mr. Secretary, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for the opportunity to speak and present at this hearing. I have a short presentation, which I will start with now, if this is brought up on the screen. Okay, so this is SLOPO 2 Research Reactor, our submission from Saskatchewan Research Council, which I will refer to as SRC throughout this presentation. First, I'd like to cover the decommissioning decision. So SRC has evaluated all options after 37 years of service, and the most business practical, cost-effective solution is to decommission the reactor. The services the reactor previously provided have been replaced with alternative and effective technologies through SRC's environmental analytical laboratories. The operating license requires SRC to hold funds in trust for decommissioning. For more than a decade, SRC has been building the funds in this trust. Once that decision has been made, we created a strategy for the decommissioning approach, where the overwhelming focus is on safety and to follow the appropriate regulations, understanding that we are not experts in reactor decommissioning. It was to go forth and hire industry experts to assist in the process and communicate openly with all of our stakeholders and the public as appropriate. I would reiterate that safety is an overriding priority for SRC, and the SLOPO 2 reactor has operated trouble-free since its commissioning in 1981.
Can someone just change the slides along with you?
Yeah. Apologies. Oops. Yeah. Okay. I wanted to spend one slide of our presentation talking about the impacts of the SLOPO 2 reactor over its 37 years of operation. In terms of research, over 242,000 tests were performed for a wide variety of clients, both in Saskatchewan, Canada, and internationally. It has been an extremely useful teaching and collaboration tool with faculty and students from the University of Saskatchewan and other academic institutions. And from an environmental standpoint, we've received samples from industries across Canada and around the world. So the reactor has had a significant research and practical impact. In terms of public information, SRC has held a mandated public meeting on December the 5th, 2018 in Saskatoon, and invited stakeholders, including municipal, provincial, and federal governments, Indigenous groups, the University of Saskatchewan, and representatives from community associations. Extensive information is available on our website, including frequently asked questions, milestones, a blog post, and video about the reactor. In terms of the team that is working forward for decommissioning, SRC has contracted CANDU Energy to decommission the Slowpoke 2. CANDU has successfully decommissioned two other Canadian reactors at Dalhousie University and obviously the University of Alberta as well. This has been, we believe, a continuing successful partnership between SRC, CANDU, and the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission. And with that, I would complete our short presentation. Thank you.